because he said in that 60 Minutes interview what he is doing with countries and using his money to kill a country or just to annihilate it, that that didn't have anything to do with emotions, that that was just totally amoral. Trump, they can't control it. He can't be blackmailed. He's not doing what they want. He's doing what's good for the people, and that's what they can't stand. But shift from his vocal brand. He knows that he's expendable, and he's going to be expended within the next month or so. I have been saying, because the shift is going to hit the fan.
Most of my listeners have heard of the amazing antioxidant and immunity building benefits of C60, but what you may not know is how amazing black seed oil is as a carrier for C60. Black seed oil has been called the miracle herb by the National Health Institute because of all the health benefits, such as anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, and so much more. That is why I personally take the ultra pure 99.99% C60 in black seed oil. It's now available in gel caps, so no more slurping down that disgusting oil. Listeners can get Live Longer Labs' patented Ultra Pure No Solvent C60 at exclusive discounted prices now at my shop. Go to sarahwestell.com under shop and learn more.
A little bit about Soros. He was born a Jew in Germany or some country near there. And his father was very rich. They broke up the family in different places when they were rounding up the Jews to annihilate them. One of Soros' father's friends took George and claimed that he was a Christian. And Soros was raised by him, and what he did as a youngster, starting at the age of 14, was confiscate jewelry and property from Jews and helped send them to concentration camps to be killed. Now, 14 years old, that's enough to put you in the loony bin, but I think it helped him separate his emotions from what he's doing. Because he said in that 60 Minutes interview what he is doing with countries and using his money to kill a country or just to annihilate it, that that didn't have anything to do with emotions, that that was just totally amoral. And he didn't have any regrets about any of it. He didn't believe in God. He wasn't going to have any retribution about this. But when I look at his vocal print, he has a score of 1,090 on the note of D. George Soros probably doesn't know this, but his vocal print indicates that he is trying to help people with money in his own image. And I think he's trying to atone for what he did, and I don't think he's aware enough to know that that's what he's doing. But he's all over the map, too. He's withholding information. You look at our political situation right now. He has endorsed this short-haired Warren. He's endorsed her. He did have his endorsement in on AOC. And on Biden, when he talks about Biden, he's taken his hand away from Biden. And when you look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, through a guy named Jeffrey, I can't remember his last name, we were able to show when we did a show on the Hit Squad, the squad, that Soros is behind the AOC. And when you look at some of these other people that he has put money behind, Atifa for one, and that whole squad is sponsored by him. So this is a man using his money to create his own fantasy of what he wants. Now, it talked a lot in his bibliography that he asked the United States for, I think, $7 billion or something to help out another country, and the United States refused. I now think that that's part of why he wants the U.S. under his thumb to do his bidding for this country to do what he thinks should happen to the world. But he's withholding information. It's in a fantasy level.
And he's funding the prosecutors with this impeachment, right? He's, a lot of his money is going towards...
A lot, yes. So okay. They couldn't control, that's their problem with Trump. They can't control him. He can't be blackmailed. He's not doing what they want. He's doing what's good for the people. And that's what they can't stand. And when I went to look at other people's vocal prints and what's going on in the U.S. right now, I found something startling. With Soros talking about the United States politics and Biden talking about U.S. politics and Adam Schiff talking about U.S. politics, their vocal prints are almost identical. It looks like Soros is the one in control. Biden is doing it out of ego. His ego information is incredibly high. And when you look at Adam Schiff, there is a link I sent you that if people listen to the two people, Adam Schiff and the interviewer, you can hear everything, and I call it jitter, out of Adam Schiff's voice. It's just straight like a robot with no flavor in it. That's the sure sign of a liar, when that flavor, and I picked that particular one so people could listen to the difference in the voice.
And on Schiff, the chart, the readings, has a big difference. There's a big hole in the middle as well.
Absolutely. If you take these three charts and put something around the holes,
it's the same.
The hole where you drew, where the holes are, they're all identical. Did I send you that one that says Biden Soros on it?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
That's what I'm looking at right now. I can put those up for people to see, those three charts.
Well, just so they can see, these are holes where there's nothing in them. And if you draw around the holes in those three charts, they're identical. They're withholding the same information. Now, we predicted a month and a half ago that this pro quo was going to go away, and it did. And we predicted that the whistleblower was not a whistleblower. It was somebody put together by Schiff, and he knew about it. He knew what was going to happen. And they are like your teenagers that are trying the parents to see just how much they can get away with. Civility is gone here. And it's going to bring our country down if we don't get some people in there who really care about the people and what happens to them.
These guys are moving gangbusters towards impeachment. Okay, now you have Nancy Pelosi discussing the, before we move on to Nancy Pelosi, let's finish with Biden since we've already been talking about him. You have Biden on the Ukraine issue.
He's lying. But everybody knew he's lying. Here's one with, you see all the red?
Yeah.
That's all the empty space. That's how much of his vocal print he is denying. He's keeping to himself. He's part of the swamp. And that's why these people are so against Trump. They are making money hand over fist with lobbyists and selling out to China and Ukraine. And you're stepping on people's money. And that's why they're fighting so hard, not for their position. Well, yes, for their position, because that allows them to fill up their pockets. But Biden is right in there. So is Obama. But I didn't bring his stuff. But when you look at his vocal print, it says you need to spend more time on spiritual things. Spirit is lost from your vocal print. Okay, here is a really good example. There's Biden in all the red.
Yep.
Here is Soros in all the red. It's almost identical. It said in the 60 Minutes that Soros could dump money into a country and ruin the economy. He has that much money, and he has done it. He said, I have no remorse. It's not anything to do about the people. It's about making money.
Oh, so he's all about money. He doesn't care. Doesn't care if it ruins the country as long as he makes money.
And there's evidence that he's now behind Antifa and has been paying these people to go out and riot. He's trying to make it so people give up. And they just picked the wrong man in Trump. He's not going to give up unless they kill him or something.
So now, is George Soros, does this vocal print show that his messing around with our country is about money as well? Money and control?
It's about revenge.
Oh, revenge.
Because America wouldn't do what he wanted. It's about revenge.
And that's what you said before. Okay, wow. Okay, so with other countries, it's all been about money. And with America, he's on this revengeful track. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, let's move on to Nancy Pelosi. Go ahead. What else do you want to say?
No, he just wants it his way.
He's been too wealthy and powerful for too long, and it destroyed his common sense. Okay, so you have Nancy Pelosi talking about lowering the voting age to 16, which we all know why they want to do that. But what does her print come out?
Well, one of the reasons I did this is I have kids. I know what they were like at 16. And I think it's reason they're bringing this up. And the squad, Presley, out of the hit squad, brought this up. AOC and that group is promising, you can go to school and you don't have to make good grades, but I'll pay for it. You don't have to get a job if you don't want to. You don't have to clean your room. You don't have to do anything except do what we say. They want those 16-year-olds to have a great voting share, because they think if we're going to give you everything and you don't have to work for it, they're going to jump at that. That's what a 16-year-old does. You look at some of the studies about a 16-year-old brain, what kind of decisions can they really make? And there's exceptions. So Nancy Pelosi, when this article came out that the media and the squad continue pushing for lowering voting age to 16. That is, it's just crazy, and there's more to it. Nancy Pelosi is wanting to control malleable minds. This idea makes me sick. And if you ask Nancy Pelosi if she would take direction and control from a 16-year-old, you probably could see her real ideas. But when she's saying, I've always wanted this, that sentence alone is a big fat ass lie. Whoops, am I allowed to say that?
You are. Okay, so basically your vocal prints just come out as she's flat out lying, and it's for different purposes.
If somebody is pushing her, she doesn't believe this. This is somebody else's idea, and as a mother, she should know better.
So basically, she knows, she does know better. She's pushing it, but it's not her idea. Does she want it, or is she controlled? I mean, is this something she wants?
No, she doesn't want it. And almost 2 months ago, she and Schiff took a real turn from let's get this done, let's be intellectual, to almost totally emotional. I think somebody's blackmailing those two, and whether it's going to go back to Epstein, which we've done a lot of work on, or whether it's coming from the hit squad, which is controlled by Soros, who really wants a way to get rid of Trump. And so they're looking that direction. But Schiff, from his vocal brand, he knows that he's expendable, and he's going to be expended within the next month or so. I have been saying, because the shift is going to hit the fan.
Okay, so, well, that's because it's just crazy. Okay, well, so it looks like there might be some blackmail behind here, but what about the the vaccine thing that she put forward of wanting daycare, even down to daycare centers. They can't go into the daycare centers without having that HPV vaccine. That's ridiculous for kids. Does she believe in that?
I didn't know she was behind that. That's Massachusetts. And I think they're using New York and some of those states to test whether or not this can happen. Like Massachusetts, you're not allowed to
say. Wait a minute for a second. Whose vocal print? Who were they talking about? Was it Nancy Pelosi that brought it forward? Or who talked about that? I thought she was the one that did the vaccine and discussed it. Who was the one that discussed it?
It was an article about New York, and I forget the congressman that's bringing it forward.
Okay,
but
so I was confused.
HPV, yeah, and I had something to read, too. Let's talk about HPV a minute. This is a human papilloma virus, and we're giving it to high school girls to protect them against cervical warts. Cervix is the head of the uterus. And they got that through. It killed a lot of people. They gave it to kids that told them they didn't have to tell their parents. They gave it in North Carolina. They gave it to kids and promised them an iPod if they would just take the shot and they didn't have to tell their parents. Lisa Fayed, F-A-Y-E-D, led that charge. And we have an article about that and shows where she's lying. It also shows how Gardasil is associated with infertility. And we started looking at this because in our clinic, when people would come in, they were infertile. We could trace it back to HPV vaccines. And then they decided to give it to 9-year-old boys.
Oh, God. Now, what percentage of infertility it creates? How successful are they at using that vaccine to make people infertile? Do we know, have any idea of the percentages?
No, but we'd have to divide it up because they spent way more money on inner city poor and rural America. They did bigger campaigns there. So we'd have to divide that up. I guess they thought that particular population was too stupid to know any better. But when you give a young kid in high school, 13, 14 years old, oh, just take this shot, and they tell them it's anti-cancer, and in some cases, articles I read, they even told them that it would help protect them from getting pregnant. They tried all kinds of garbage. So if we look on the internet, unless we broke it up into those areas, we wouldn't really know the percentage. Most of the people who come to us, they're probably rural America.
Okay. So we just don't know. But now, doesn't the article also say that the wart and things tend to heal itself, and the problems that the vaccine creates is more than the actual disease itself?
Especially in Texas, where whatever group of vaccines that were, they killed people. Here's a quote from Diane Harper, and this is from one of our papers I'll send you. Diane Harper, the lead researcher for Gardasil, says that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves in a year, and within 2 years, that percentage climbs to 90%. Dr. Harper also states that Gardasil would do little to prevent cancer, and that's how they're selling it. And she does not recommend Gardasil or Cervarix, a similar thing, to anyone younger than 15 years old. And they're pushing it for preschoolers, boys and girls.
Okay, and now who is they? It's the Massachusetts politicians that are discussing it?
CDC. Okay, which is CDC, privately owned, by the way. The government does not own it. But when you look at 9-year-old boys, I got mad and I called them and I said, why are you suggesting this for 9-year-old boys? They don't have a cervix. They're not sexually active, probably by the age of 9. And they're boys.
What'd they say?
And they said, because these young kids get molested by prostitutes and men and their own family. and we just want to protect them. I said, why not just do this for the kids that are vulnerable? And they said, oh, we just can't take that chance. You know, we have a program against Gardasil, and we give the frequencies to people if they have some kind of machine that they can use. And we'll put those up on your site. We even have the new ones that just came out with. Now they're saying that adult men up to the age of 45 must get HPV shots.
Oh, geez. Now, your program actually, will it help? What does it do?
We take your vocal print and we see if you have any of these frequencies in your vocal print that indicate that HPV is an issue. But we also can show whether or not your voice tells us that you have carotenoids, like quercetin, that whole spectrum of vitamin C. I wrote to Gates and said, we have a program that we can pre-test people and see if they're going to be vulnerable. And they wrote me back the most nasty letter. I looked up the person who did it, and he was somebody from the FDA. So it's just a big circle of everybody who knows each other and want to protect each other. If we can test a child and see that they don't have enough quercetin, we know that that's one of the problems. Dr. Andrew Molden, M-O-U-L-D-E-N, he was from Canada. And right after he came up with all of this information about what vaccines do, guess what? He committed suicide.
Yeah, well, that's the okay, well, let's move on to a couple more people that you have here. You did the AOC Zuckerberg interaction that just happened.
It was, because it's one of the very first times I have ever seen her truthful. Now, she was snarky and manipulative, but she was truthful.
Gosh, I just hated watching her talk to him like that. She just seemed so, she was so awful. And then the vocal print comes out as not so bad. But anyways, keep going.
Oh, let me see if I can find the exact vocal print so I can look at it. It's Zuckerberg AOC. Now, I did this two or three times because I could not believe she came out as a truthful person. And it was hard to separate the two voices because she interrupted him so many times. And she wouldn't even let him answer. And so I found her always to be snarky and manipulative. So there's Zuckerberg first. I need to find the other one. I have so many files here, it's hard to dig through them, but it's important that we post these for your people so they can read the entire thing for themselves. Now, I don't know if you can see how that entire chart is filled in. As opposed to these bankers, where the middle half was missing, she's telling all of the truth, or probably 90% of the truth, but most of her stuff is in F sharp. I have an idea. I have a plan. It's going to be carried out. So this whole thing was not about questioning Zuckerberg. It was about getting a message across. One, she's in control, and two, he's the big bad wolf. Now, I believe he's the big bad wolf, and his vocal print indicated he's just like the bankers. But what they were talking about is they were not going to, Zuckerberg was not going to, edit any political ads. And she said, you mean if I wanted to target black, rural, poor America, and I wanted to send them a message that the voting day was different from what it actually is? Now, that's an untruth. And she wanted to know if he's not going to edit any of these political ads. Could she do that? And that was true. She was thinking about doing that. It's true. So there's places where the truth is not good. He said it would all depend. And so she's trying to get him to say how he's going to edit or stop or control political ads that are untruthful. And he said, if it's an emotional untruth, then he's not going to stop it. But if it's an untruth like the other, giving them the wrong day to vote. Now, they did this. They proved they did this last time. They sent out reminders of people that needed to go vote, but they only sent it out to one party. So that's why I don't tell them anything, whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican or whether I'm 50 or 85 or whatever. I just don't give them any information, including my birthday, because now I get all this crap from AARP and stuff I didn't sign up for, didn't want. And I think they're doing that from age. So he is selling us out so people can use that information to manipulate. And she was absolutely right in calling him out, because that is what is happening. The only place she falls down, and I thought this was pitiful, is on her solid ground foundation. She has no concept of justice. All of her justice is in fantasy. So she thought whatever she did to him was okay, because it was for a good purpose, a good fantasy that she wanted to create. And I'll run right back to Soros. When she says she supports Antifa, she supports people getting hurt in the name of politics. And there was just one, it was a really stupid one, that something had happened, I can't remember, and she supported it. And it was totally anti-American. It was about hurting somebody. Yes, that
there was
it.
Police officers.
Yeah.
Yep.
The police officers.
She was supportive of the police being hurt.
Yes.
That was terrible. Okay.
Congressman said that.
Let's move on to somebody who has a beautiful vocal print, Candace Owens. Can you?
I'm it Candace was the speech, Owen.
The speech in the White House.
I had seen her talk before and loved her. And a radio station asked me to do information about her. And you can see again that it's all filled in. She almost all. She's telling the truth. She has a strong foundation, but she also has a very strong perspective of control. And she says in her speeches, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to take over, that we, the people, are stronger and more for ourselves and other people than the people who are leading us, with the exception of Trump. I think she likes Trump. But this is a truthful person. And we want everybody to be able to do this. That's why the software is on our site, Sound Health Portal, that they can use it right there. Take a recording of somebody. Don't do it on your cell phone. That's not a good enough mic. But take the recording on your computer. You can use Audacity. There's all kinds of instructions on our websites, and tutorials and textbooks that people can use to learn to do this for themselves. The interpretation's a little tricky, and we'll have a class about that if they want. We have over 500 videos that they can go look at and learn to interpret this. Everybody who is political, who wants to make decisions based on the truth, should be able to have access to this program, because that's a big difference. We have some examples of that, of let's make decisions based on the truth, not based on your emotions that I have to die because I don't think like you.
Oh, exactly. Now, you had two kids recently, that they're both 16, I think, and you have Greta Thunberg. And you have Malia, who is the one that was shot by the Taliban. And they both are being propped up as, you know, for the Peace Prize and things. And they're opposite of each other. Can you, and you think it pretty much sums up what we're talking about here. Can you explain that?
Well, look at the people seeking power and blaming. And look at the people seeking a way to help. So this Greta Thunberg, she is from
Sweden.
I didn't know how to pronounce it. She's from a Scandinavian country. And she got up in front. She's 16. She got up in front of the UN and said, "How dare you leave me this country that I have to clean up? How dare you take away my future? I should be in school, not here cleaning up your messes." She was reprimanding adults, almost like a two-year-old throwing a tantrum. It was horrid. And the next one I looked at was this young girl. I hope you know how to pronounce her name.
But wait a minute, before we get on to the next one. But before we get on, what did her vocal print show? Because it was pretty interesting that her vocal print didn't show what, it wasn't all from her. It was just, she was given direction, which is obvious. No. She's 16.
Yeah, it wasn't her idea. Her stuff was sniveling. She was snarling at people. Her whole vocal print showed that it was just disjointed. It was every place. It was not her idea, although when you read her information, it says she started this with something very small in her community and did it. Now, I don't know if she has parents who are doing this, but she says, "You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words." And she snarled just like that climate activist. Now, article, she can give me pro change. I can give her two or three anti-climate change. So somebody is not right when they're doing this. And when you look at the history and look at climate change people who have watched this over history, they just say this is a natural part of what's going on. The astronomers say it's because there's a slightly different tilt of the Earth.
Oh yeah, it's a hoax. We did a whole show. I've done multiple shows on this. It's, and you can watch the hoax show. You know, there's a chart that I have as well that shows that out of the last 10,000 years, 9,900 of those 10,000 years, it's been hotter. And the global warming is, they just zoomed in on the very last 50 years and made it look like it's going quick. It's just a complete farce. It's really bad. Because even if you looked at how quickly the warming happened in the past, it was really quick. It would be sharp. It can happen very quickly. So it's really, really deceptive what they're doing. And I'll show that. I'll bring that chart back up because that chart they're using it very deceptively. And people need to understand that. And plus, CO2 is good for us. It helps trees grow. And it with extra CO2, it just means that vegetation will expand to meet the CO2, extra CO2. If you're getting rid of CO2, you're going to kill trees. We're going to be in trouble.
In her case, she's...
Go ahead. Talk about Malaya.
Let's finish this one. Because you can see she's scattered all over. She's ungrounded. She could be malicious if she thought someone was crossing her. She's a bit like AOC. I'm not saying that some young people aren't educated appropriately and caring, but she's just an ignorant, impertinent youngster. And she thinks she has the right.
She's kind of a brat.
Brat, yeah. She has the right to attack adults and challenge them to change because she's looking at a distorted truth. Just like you said, you have all this information that shows not a good thing to believe in fake science. And then this next one, she's also 16, also before the UN, and they couldn't be any different. Her name is Malala, Y-O-U-S-A-F-Z-A-I, which I cannot pronounce. Where Greta's was very angry and red. We look at this one, very peaceful, a lot of green. And these are the kinds of reports you can get off the internet. And you can buy advanced software too. But she's talking about a loving world, that if we would come together and educate people with the truth, it would start to heal. Now, she was shot in the head in a school bus by the Taliban because she was fighting for education of females in her country. And they have tried all kinds of things to stop her. And she still comes back with loving. She tells a story of a Taliban man coming to her and threatening her. And she said, if you have to kill me, go ahead, but I hold you no harm. And I hope no harm ever comes to your own children. And the speech went on of what she said to him with this gun held to her head. And the guy started crying and he let her go. It's just, she wrote a book, I Am Malala. It gives me chills and it's incredible. She's very loving, very right-brained, very caring for other people. She wants a solution and she thinks the solution is education for all. And she praised the UN and the people there, all people. Because they're just reacting from their own stuff. Even if we could love one another and we can get rid of the hate and the blame of what's going on and come together under this parasol of truth and what's better for all concerned. And she's pleading for that. 16 years old. So contrasting to Greta, who comes in there and blames everybody. And you can see these two people. There's being the idea, the ideal, there is Congress, Democrats and Republicans. So here is Tulsi Gabbard. Let's suggest that Tulsi, who's a Democrat, become part of the Trump administration and they lead together. Is that far-fetched? That's what she's suggesting.
I know, I like Pardon? Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. Now, I like, does Tulsi Gabbard's vocal print come out as truthful and really nicely spread out? Like she's telling the truth and she's grounded?
Yes, she's grounded. She's telling the truth, but she has a sharp edge on her. Like, don't give me any shit.
I can see that.
And
with
that's
her
one
tweets.
Of the things that this Greta Thunberg said in the UN speech. Wrote it out in red, but it said that they need to get their shit together. She's saying this to the UN and to adults. Get your shit together and don't leave it for all of our youngsters. But she gives no solution. That's a typical 16-year-old in the U.S., but this girl from Pakistan gave the solution. That's the difference. In the U.S. and other countries, they have lived through so much upheaval and I don't have, where I think in other countries that it's gimme, gimme, I want more, especially in the U.S. Give me free education, give me free food, don't make me work. Those are the ones that Nancy Pelosi wants to be in charge. Well, look at what they're trying right now. It's lobbyists, money, vaccines, health, statins. We have people in here. Statins have ruined older people's muscles. Homeland Security taking away our power or no power. I quit traveling on airplanes because they would strip search me every time I went through. And some days I was held for hours and days. They accused me, I'm on some list now, of carrying ammunition on board a plane. What it was, when we finally got to the bottom of it was a miniature clock shaped like a Civil War cannon and had a clock in the end of it. That's what's on my record. I tried to carry ammunition on a plane. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So it's an example of making mistakes and just managing everybody. It's just these mass, huge organizations that can't think for themselves. Okay, so now where do people get your information? They can buy the software. We have the link to the software, which I think a lot more people are still clicking on it to get the software. If they use my code, they can still get that free chart. And you have classes on a regular basis? Do you have it listed on your website?
It's listed under events and where I'm going to be speaking, soundhealthoptions.com and soundhealthportal.com. And the portal is an online public workstation where they can go and get classes. They can get evaluation for their voice. There's all kind of texts and tutorials and whatever. And I usually try to write back to each of them about what they're asking for. We probably get 20 to 40 a day on people wanting to know more about this, because they can look at what's glyphosate doing for my voice and my taking a toxin, a CBD oil, should I be taking, where should I put my money? They can talk to that, and it will give them a picture of their voice that's either scattered, like I showed examples, or harmonious. And the harmonious vocal print says that's the right direction. But we've got the big bankers manipulating us into, this is an alternative, but you can't get it funded. We've been doing that for years, and what we are doing, we just can't get it out to enough people and get enough trainers trained so we can have a bioacoustic center in every community. But there are big pharma, PHARMA, that they're putting out stuff and not testing it. We have big FARMA. Look at glyphosate. $1 billion settlements about glyphosate. Researchers that are lying, government studies that are lies, Homeland Security that is nothing but a big lie. We wrote a paper about it called Who Are They? And the one with oil companies is another one. And one that we just added was big media. Look at the media that's lying and the media that's telling the truth.
And you can get that all on your website.
Yes, and we'll also send it to you so you can post it there. But
perfect.
The little program that you were talking about is called Nano Voice. And they can get that free on the portal. But if they want an advanced copy, like the ones that I'm using, it's under your name. And I think it's $40 for the class and the software and the manual, so that they can do this on their own. And if they find something incredible, please let us know, let you know, so that you can tell the people. Like in one city, if you're finding a disease with everybody you meet, then we need to know that somehow that got spread to that community.
Yes. Yeah. If they find something that's incredible, that we all need to know, that's explosive. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We learned so much today. I've been wanting to do this with all the bankers and all this stuff. There's constantly more that we can do, but this is a really good catch up on so many things that I've been wanting to do. So thank you so much for joining us today.
You are most welcome. Thank you for allowing us to build this wall of people that can help stop the tyranny.